Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Maras Isha Yichiu, and Lila Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, and schus Moshiyim in Peshadina, and it's based on Torah that I received from Moriv Rabbi or Avagom of Yaakov Dov and Hamnik Shlita, Devarim Niflaim B'Yoser, Parshas Bereishis, Bereishis Baruch Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. Rashi says the name of Yitzchak, that the Torah only had to start from a Chodesh Zelechem, which is the first mitzvah. Why did it start with Bereishis? Because of Koch Masav, Higidlam, Olasisim, Nachlas, Goyim, Apasik, and Tehillim 111:6. The power of his deeds he told to his nation to give them the inheritance of the Gentiles, of the nations. That if the nations of the world say to the Jews, you're a bunch of thieves, because you captured the land of the seven nations, Eretz Yisrael, we can say, no, God created the world, and God gave it to whoever he found fitting in his eyes. He gave it to the seven nations, and then he went ahead and he gave it to us. He took it from them and gave it to us. So that's the famous Rashi, that we have the Parsha of Bereishis to tell us, Sefer Bereishis to tell us God's the creator of the world, and he can give us Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim have tainas, Goyim have claims that we're a bunch of thieves, like as is happening today for the last 72 years. In Medrash Rabbah, in Parsha Aleph Os Beis, we have a statement of Rabbi Yeshua the Sichnin in the name of Rabbi Levi. So he starts, Koach Masav Higid La'amo, etc. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the Jewish people, says the Medrash, just telling it, saying it in English, what was created on the first day, what was created on the second day? So the answer is, says Rabbi Levi, that the Goyim, if they start up with the Jews and they say, you're a bunch of thieves, the Jews can say, what, you're not thieves? Look at the Kaftorim. They were sitting in a Kaftor, and then the Avim came, and they kicked them out, they destroyed them. So you guys do the same thing. You also destroy, attack indigenous nations, and then take over their lands. So you have no tain on us. And God created the world, and he gave us Eretz Yisrael. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. It's his. So we're not thieves. So what's fascinating is that Rashi in our pasuk brings Rav Yitzchak. Why doesn't he bring Rav Levi? We have a Medrash Rabbah with Rav Levi, and there Rashi in the Dibur HaMaschil writes Rav Yeshua the Sichnim Shem Rav Levi Pasach. So he. There he emphasizes the Rabbi Levi Maim. So here also bring Rabbi Levi. And the Medrash Tanchuma, and the Tanchuma Yashan, in Parashas Bereishis, in Simen Yer Aleph, Tezam Rabbi Yitzchak Lohaya Tzarech Lichtov Esatara Lameyachodesh Ezelechem Lama Kasev Me Bereishis Lodiya Koch Kvurasa. The Torah only had to start from Achodesh. Why does it start from Bereishis? To tell the power of God. As it says, Koch Masev Higid Lam Olas Islam Nachal Ezgoyim. Yalkut Shimoni, similar idea in Remez Kuf Pei Zayin. Amr of Yitzchak, Lo Yitzchak Lassi L'Tolei HaMachodesh Ezelechem. Why me Bereishis? Because of Koach Masav, Higid La'amu L'Sesem Nachal Ezgoyim. So the Lashon of the Kasha, Lo Yitzchak Lassi L'Tolei HaMachodesh Ezelechem, that's Rabbi Yitzchak's Lashon in the Yalkut Shimoni. In Tanchum it's a little different. Lichtov Esetara HaMachodesh Ezelechem. But he starts with the kasha. Now the teretz is not Rabbi Yitzchak's teretz. This is mamish. Vayanu amos hasipim. The walls of the Beis Medrash are shaking. That the teretz that Rashi brings, that everyone quotes this Rashi, everyone talks about this Rashi, it's not Rabbi Yitzchak's teretz. It's Rabbi Levi's teretz. Rabbi Yitzchak's teretz was lodiach koch gvuraso. To tell the power of God. That's in the Medrash Tanchuma. And in Yalkut Shimoni, it doesn't even say that. It just says the pasuk. And Rashi brings the teretz of Rav Levi, not of Rav Yitzchak. So Rashi brings the kasha of Rav Yitzchak and the teretz of Rav Levi. Pilei plus. He doesn't even tell us. He kept it a secret. And not only that, but Rashi also changes around Rav Levi. So it's kedai to see the sorts of Rashi. He'll Magala Dvarim Niflaim. Every Thursday night, the Moriv Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, gives a Chumashir already for the last 20 odd years. And he he's Megale, and it flows B'divrei Rashi. It could be a one-word Rashi, a two-word Rashi, a one-sentence Rashi, a one-paragraph Rashi, and it flows. A lot of them are published. There's a weekly email that comes out in Hebrew and English. He says it in the Shir in Yiddish, so whatever language you speak, you can get it. Al Kol Panim, here he has the Kasha of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Teretz of Rav Levi, and he changes the Teretz of Rav Levi. Because Rav Levi and his Teretz said that first we show the Goyim, you're also a bunch of thieves. You also go and kick other nations out. That's what they're saying today. That America really belongs to the Indians. What did those guys come in and kick them out for? Our founding fathers are bad people. That's what they're saying today. I'm not saying that I agree in any sense of the word, but that's what they're saying. And this nation comes in and kicks out that nation. If you learn world history, that's the story of world history. One nation comes in, it used to belong to Poland, then it belonged to Hungary, then it belonged to Vienna, to Germany. And then it was captured by Russia, and then it was always going from nation to nation. So that's what we tied it. We said, you guys also steal. And then we said, and God created the world and gave it to us. So Kashiv Rav Yitzchak, Teretz of Rav Levi, and he changes the Teretz of Rav Levi. Amod Nezach, why doesn't he just bring Rav Yitzchak straight or Rav Levi straight? So it would appear that Be'emes, says Rav Hamik Shlita, there's a machlokes between Rav Yitzchak and Rav Levi, be yisod perish ha-pasuk shel koch masav higid lam olas isem nachles goyim. The opinion of Rav Levi is that there's a mahalach to answer the tain of the umos. We want to answer the Umos HaMelech have claims against us. And we are not making any claims that we're any better, that we have any maila. It's hard to prove it. So it's enough to say, you guys capture nations from each other. That's Derech HaOlam. Like the Poskim say, you're allowed to be a soldier for an army, for the American army. I once had a friend who was in the American army. A few guys, I have another friend right now who's in the army for many years. Queer army guy. How are you allowed to kill Stam? Eretz Yisrael, I understand you. It's Bikuach Nefesh, and you're protecting Eretz Yisrael, maybe. Kibush Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. But what about being in a Gentile army? So the answer is that's Derech HaOlam, that's accepted. Gemara Shavuos and Daf Mem, famous Gemara, Achusa de Kotel Shisa. It's Siv there. There's a lot of Torah that we've discussed in other Shiurim at length. There's a beautiful, beautiful article, just as an aside, in the Or Halacha of Rav Zevin on Milchama. Amazing. Rav Zevin was an artist of Torah. What he writes in his command of the sources and his clarity is beautiful. So there's no bziza, there's no listos. This is Derech HaOlam. That's who we're answering them. And it's all tolerating the Ratzon HaBore. And we have no tain on the Avim, Shalakhu Samoko Mea Kaftorim. So you have no tain on us. And maybe that's how Rav Levi understood the words Nachal as Goyim. It's a Nachal Regila, like we find by all the Goyim. And we're not Meshubit to prove to the Umos that we're especially holy. That's just Derech HaOlam. And that's why the God told us what was created on Sunday, what was created on Monday, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. Shouldn't say Sunday and Monday. Sunday is in the name of the sun god, and Monday and the moon god, and we don't really believe in Avodah Zarah, do we? Al Kol Panim, the Medrash says, why are we told what was created on Sunday, what was created on Monday? I'm saying it again. What was created on Yom Rishon, what was created on Yom Sheni? So we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the creator. And we have to know that the nations are always changing places, this country, that country. They capture from each other. There's no true bailus in any land. Somebody else comes in and they take it, it's theirs. That's the way the world works, unfortunately, for better or for worse. Hashem didn't give any nation any special claim on any country. V'aretz nasan l'fnei Adam. And Eretz Yisrael, he decided is ours. Nothing special about us. That's Derech HaOlam. That's Rav Levi's Mahalach. However, the opinion of Rav Yitzchak is that Tzchias B'nai Yisrael B'Eretz Yisrael is part of Brias HaOlam. Eretz Yisrael is the greatest of all lands, the Holy Land. The creation of the world is for the Jewish people. Reishis, like Rashi brings, B'shvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, B'shvil Torah Shenikru Reishis. The world is created for Torah, for Am Yisrael. And that's what Rashi brings B'Hemshech HaDvarim. Rashi is going in Rav Yitzchak's Mahalach. So Rav Yitzchak's Mahalach is that there's something special about the Jewish people. According to Rav Levi, he's not saying we're not special, but that's not our tie back to the Umas HaOlam. Masalam is that God gives Eretz Yisrael to whoever he wants. God gives every land to whoever he wants. Tanya Rav Yitzchak is that Eretz Yisrael is beautiful. Eretz Yisrael is holy. And Am Yisrael is beautiful and holy. And the whole world is created for Am Yisrael and for Torah. Bereshis b'shul Yisrael shenikru reshis. Reshis tuasa. Shvil Torah shenikru reshis. Torah is also called reshis in the Pasuk. So Memela, where's Zochet Eretz Yisrael? That's where Rav Yitzchak's Kasha is. We should have started from Achot Zelachem. We're the ones receiving the Torah. Let's start this story from the first mitzvah. And since that's the Kasha, we understand that the Teretz is that we have to show the Yom HaSolom that Hashem created the world to get to Achot Zelachem. So the people who are Mekayim Achot Zelachem are the ones who are Zakai in Eretz Yisrael, the ones who merit Eretz Yisrael. And the ones who aren't are not Zoch in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Rashi is telling us in the first Rashi Ala Torah. To emphasize the Nekuda of Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rav Levi also has Koach Masiv Higid Lama Nasis Nam Lach HaSkoyim. But he's thinking differently. He's asking, why do we need these stories of what was done in Yom Rishon, what was done in Yom Sheni? As Rashi writes in his Perish in the Medrash, we have no mitzvah in Yom Rishon, we have no mitzvah in Yom Sheni. And his answer is that this chalifin, doing one thing on Yom Rishon, and then Yom Sheni is a different zach, Yom Shlishi is a different zach, that's the way the world works. One day it's the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the next day the Tsar comes in, the Russian Tsar, and the next day the king of Spain, Chves. Spain wasn't usually capturing Eastern European countries, but Bechozot, you catch my drift. That's the way the world works, from country to country, nation to nation. They're capturing them, and they're capturing them. That's why I love reading about history. History fascinates me. But one of the things that confuses me is always remembering who's in charge of what, and who got independence from who when. Because it's always changing. They're always invading them, and Germany invades Poland, and Russia invades them, and they invade them. They make an agreement, and they don't keep the agreement. It's the way the world is. So Rav Levi is saying that the world works, that there's Chalifei Mekomos. It's not considered stealing. That's Derech HaOlam. That's the way Hashem, that's the nature of the world. That's Rav Levi. Rav Yitzchak was asking a different, he was asking a different kasha. Not why is the Torah telling us about what happened beyom Rishon, what happened beyom Sheni. Rav Yitzchak is asking that if the Bria is in order that we should keep mitzvahs, so let's start with mitzvahs. The Bria is just a means to an end. We want to get to the point. And on this he answered, no, the Bria is for Am Yisrael and for Torah. And therefore, it started with Maisa Bereshis to tell us that Hashem created the world, and he decides that we get Eretz Yisrael. This is our place to keep the Torah. So it's a completely different mahalach in Rav Yitzchak and in Rav Levi. Each one has a different approach. So it's fascinating that Rashi here is ki'ilu creating a new medrash. In other words, he's starting with Rav Yitzchok's kasha, and he's really giving his own teretz, his own take. Just pilei plos. And that's why Rashi emphasized on Rav Yitzchok. He could have just, a lot of times Rashi doesn't quote names. But he wanted to say, no, I want you to know that the kasha is Rav Yitzchok. This is a Rav Yitzchok kasha, and I'm giving a teretz to Rav Yitzchok's kasha, not to Rav Levi's kasha. Rav Levi's kasha is, why are you telling us what happened Yom Rishi, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi? Rav Yitzchok's kasha is, if the Torah is, like Rashi says, if the Torah is supposed to be a mitzvah book, the world is for Torah, then why Maaseh Bereishis? And to that Rashi explains his own mahalach, that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, is telling us that we're the holy nation, the world's for Torah, and the place to keep it is Eretz Yisrael. And it would appear that we have a Shita Gedolah Shel Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok L'shitaso. Parashas Lech Lecha Bereishis Yud Beis Aleph Gimel. It says, V'yom Hashem El Avram Lecha Me'aretz Amolatcha Me'zivicha Lo'etz She'arekav Eschel L'goygodov Avarecha V'agad L'shemecha V'yei Brocha V'avarecha M'varecha M'kalecha Or V'nivruchu V'cha Kol Mishpucha Yisa Adoma. Famous Pesukim that God tells Avram to leave his land, his birthplace, the house of his father, and I'll make you a great nation, I'll bless you, I'll make your name great, you'll be a blessing, those who bless you I'll bless, those who curse you I'll curse. Bereishis Rabbah, it says, V'yomer Shem al Avram lechucha me'artzucha. Rabbi Yitzchok Pasach. Rabbi Yitzchok opened up with the following Medrash, the following pasuk: Shimi basu rei v'tiyaznech v'shichi amecho beis avich. Listen, my daughter, and see. Incline your ear. Forget your nation and the house of your father. Rav Yitzchok said, Mashal Adam, that was going from place to place, and he saw a bira achas dolekes. He saw a tower on fire. And he said, does this tower have no leader? And then the leader, the owner of this tower, appeared to him. And he said, I'm the Baal HaBira, I own this tower. So to Avram Avinu, he said, the world doesn't have a manhig, the world doesn't have a leader. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at him, appeared to him, and he said, I'm the Baal HaOlam. Rashi says, because Avram Avinu said, are you going to say the world was without a manhig? He saw Shemayim V'aretz. He saw Shemesh V'yom V'yarech B'layla, the moon, the stars, the sun. He said, can this world be without a manik? How could it be? How could it be? It's all by accident. The whole world? An accident? Hard to stomach. So that's what it means. So the kasha is, from Vayin Vaistis, where does Rav Levi Yitzchok know? Where does Rav Levi Yitzchok? Where does Rabbi Yitzchok know to be mechadish? There's a mahalach of aniu bala olam. How do we know God is saying, "Oh, I'm the one who created the world"? He just says to him, "Lech lecha me'aretzcha molatcha me'beis avicha." Where does he get that from? And if it's because Avram Avinu was Mefarsim, he told everybody there's a God, that's Vayter. B'sanefesh yirasu b'chara. But just lech lecha me'aretzcha, where's that? This whole mahalach of, he's looking at the world and he's saying, oh, there's got to be a manik to this bira, and then God appears to him. Me'echitesi, where does he get that from? This nevuah v'ani u'bala olam from lech lecha me'aretzcha. So it would appear Rav Yitzchok is l'shitaso, that he holds that the Maila of Eretz Yisrael is rooted in Briyas HaOlam. The world is created for the Jewish people and for the Torah. And there's that special elevated place which is a Kli Kibbul for the Jewish people and for Torah. And that's Eretz Yisrael. And if that's true, even though Avraham Avinu understood the Inyan of Briyas HaOlam, Al Pi His Chachma, he said, where does this come from? There must be some sort of manik. That's in general. But the details you can't know without Nevuah. So God is appearing to him in Nevuah And he's saying, this is the secret to Maaseh Bereishis. Avraham Avinu looks around. He says, what a world. What's this all about? And God is telling him, go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll find out. This is what the world is about. Keeping Torah, keeping mitzvahs, being b'makom kadosh. It says in the Chumash, Dvarim, that you were given the mitzvahs to keep in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Bria? The Bria is Eretz Yisrael. That's the purpose of the Bria. Am Yisrael, Torah, Eretz Yisrael. That's why he told them to go to, that's Rav Yitzchak Lishitaso. The Torah didn't have to start from Bereishis, it should have started from Achodesh Zelachem. Says Rav Yitzchak, no. It had to start from Bereishis. Why? So Rav Rashi's Mahalach is, because Eretz Yisrael is Me'ula Mikol HaRatzos. You have to know the purpose of the world, B'shvil Torah, B'shvil Reishis, B'shvil Yisrael, B'shvil Torah. And here in Parashas Lech Lecha, God says to Avram, go to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yitzchak understands, what's this God Eretz Yisrael? Because Rav Yitzchak is wondering why we're not just starting with mitzvahs. What are all these stories about? Story of Bria Sa'olam, story of Avram Avinu being told by God to go to Israel. So it's the same Mahalach that Lefi Rashi, as he puts into the mouth of Rav Yitzchak, the story of the Bria is for Eretz Yisrael. To tell us that that's the Holy Land and we're the Holy Nation and we have to serve God, that's the purpose of creation. And Lech Lecha also. What's this idea of going to Eretz Yisrael? It's much bigger, it's cosmic. Because Avraham Avinu was wondering, what's this whole world about? And God says, you know what the answer is? Go to Eretz Yisrael. The world is about Kedusha. So Rav Yitzchak was Mechadish, Lech Lecha is Aniu Ba'al HaOlam. Hashem is Megalat Avraham Avinu. That Maaseh Bereishis, it's all about Eretz Yisrael. To inherit the land and to be holy in the Holy Land. So you want to know what it's all about, the big picture? Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha. In Bereishis Rabbah, the beginning of Lech Lecha, we have Rabbi Levi. And Rabbi Levi says, why twice Lech Lecha? It says Lech Lecha Me'aretz Chomalatecha, and it says V'lech Lecha L'Eretz Amoria. And he says, I don't know which one is greater. And then he concludes that Lech Lecha L'Eretz Amoria is greater. So Rabbi Levi doesn't at first see a difference between the Lech Lecha of leaving his father and his land, going to Eretz Yisrael, and the Lech Lecha of Akedas Yitzchak. And then in the end he decides that Akedas Yitzchak is greater. That's the Tachlis, El Eretz Amoria. Going to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and Makom HaMikdash. But in the first Nevuah, it only says El Eretz Asher Areka, to the land. He doesn't even say Eretz Yisrael. So we can say the Rav Levi's L'shitaso. And he holds that there's a Mahalach to give Eretz Yisrael Dafka B'tzura Shel Nachal Ez Goyim. That there's no Havdala Ben Yisrael La'amim Be'etzim Kinyan Aretz. And we're Zocha B'diyu Kamo Asha'avim Zochum Min HaKaftorim. We're Zocha, just like that's the way where the world works. And therefore, he didn't see anything special. That the Lech Lecha Me'aretz Chomalatecha should be the most special. It wasn't about going to Eretz Yisrael. It was just about leaving his family and going wherever Hashem commands him. the truth is that Rabbi Levi would agree that Eretz Yisrael is special. And Am Yisrael is special because we were given Eretz Yisrael. Rav Levi would agree with that. Rav Levi, in his Teretz, was explaining, in the Medrash, was explaining to the Umas HaOlam. You guys say we're a bunch of thieves. No, that's the way the world is. But Rav Levi wouldn't say that it's not true that Eretz Yisrael is holy and the holy nation was given the holy land. That he would agree to. That's just, he's just going l'shitasam. So here when he's understanding the psukim aliba de'emes, it's hard to say l'shitasam. That he's saying, no, lech lecha me'aretz lecha melatecha isn't so important because Eretz Yisrael is only being given, like every nation is given their land. There's nothing special about that nation. Poland overtakes Hungary and Russia overtakes Poland. Germany overtakes Russia. They're always capturing from each other. So that's what we're answering the Umas HaOlam according to Rav Levi. But Aliba De'emes, of course, Eretz Yisrael is Chashev. So we can't say that La Niustaiti, this is Rav Levi L'shitaso, where he says, Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha Me'aretz Lecha Me'aretz isn't as Chashev as Lech Lecha Eretz Amoria, because the Lech Lecha to go to Eretz Yisrael is because we're like any other nation that gets a land. No, it's Pshita that we're getting it because Eretz Yisrael is special and because we're special. And even to think of the Havamina, what's Bechla the Havamina? I don't know which is greater. Which is greater, leaving your parents or sacrificing your son? It's like a big kasha. What's greater, leaving your parents or sacrificing your son? Sivati Golda Mahalach, that Lech Lecha is much bigger. Lech Lecha is Histakal Olav Balabira. This is what Bria Solom is all about. Then you understand. But the Havamin is, maybe Lech Lecha is greater than Lech Lecha L'Eretz Amoria, sacrificing your son. And the Teretz is Lech Lecha L'Eretz Amoria. So you see in the Yom Na'arayim Tefillahs, we keep going back to the Akedah, the Akedah, the Akedah. So obviously there's something very, very big there that would require other shiurim, we've already discussed in the past. But L'Darkeinu L'Amadnu, sweet friends, that we have a beautiful Rashi, who has the Kasha of Rav Yitzchak, he has his own Teretz. We have two Mahalchim and how to answer the Umas HaOlam. Either that's the way things go, like Rabbi Levi, and then we have the answer of Rav Yitzchak. No, we're Am Yisrael. We were chosen. We're special. We have Rav Yitzchak L'shitaso. The Yom Hashem L'Avram Lechacha Me'aretzucha means Heitzis Alev Baal Abira. God appears to him, and he says, "I'm the Baal Abira," because that's why we have the, just like Bria HaOlam, is to tell us that Eretz Yisrael is a special land and we're a special nation and gets a special land. So too, it's continuing that Mahalach. Telling us the big questions of creation, and just like the creation of the world was ultimately for Eretz Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael to keep mitzvahs, to serve Hashem, that's the purpose of the world, and so to the Lech Lecha. Torah isn't just telling us stories. Rav Yitzchak says Torah tells us mitzvahs, and Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha is not a mitzvah for the Jewish people. The Teretz is that we're getting to the, it's not just the story, we're getting to HaChodesh HaZelachem, we're getting to the Vayom, to the mitzvahs, showing that the Ikar is Avodas Hashem. And what's the Avodas Hashem? In Eretz Yisrael. Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha, Ani U'Baal Abira, this is the purpose. So these are colossal inyanim, and we have a lot more to say. Amir Tzeh Hashem, I received this Torah from Rav Hamnik Shlita, and it's a very, very long piece, so I hope to continue in a future shir, and we should be zocha, please God, to see more neflos mitaras Hashem ulahamik b'mesikus nefla. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.